There are few theater experiences that, as the final lines are delivered and the stage goes dark, you sit in awe of what you've just seen and heard. But that was exactly how I reacted to the production of Breaking the Code, authored by Hugh Whitemore, and the current production at Barrington Stage Company. The story and the resultant play are works of genius. The presentation at Barrington Stage is a work of art. Breaking the Code is the true story of a famed British mathematician, Alan Turing, who during World War II was instrumental in solving German-coded messages sent by wireless to its armed and aerial forces. When intercepted, the British and Allied high commands could alert their citizenry and military forces to take appropriate action. This technology was in its infancy, and only a few scientists were educationally equipped to break this German code. Thus, Alan Turing was highly esteemed and even in contact with Winston Churchill, and was awarded Britain's highest civilian honor, the OBE, the Order of the British Empire. The title of this play, Breaking the Code, has a double entendre, however. Alan Turing was also homosexual, and at that period in British law, homosexuality was a criminal offense, punishable by an extended term in prison. In a series of flashbacks, we learn Turing had a quiet but strong relationship with a fellow student at Cambridge, and that he also sought male sexual pleasures during his professional career. His sexual preference might have gone unnoticed, except that one time he picked up a young man, Ron, he met at a local pub, and invited him to his apartment. After the affair and before Ron's departure, Turing discovers missing cash and accuses the young man of pilfering £8 from his wallet. Ron denies the accusation and leaves. Turing is so incensed, he reports the alleged theft to the police, making up a fictitious story of a brush salesman named George. For Turing, that was a major mistake. The police sergeant in charge of the investigation decides to question him in depth. The intertwining by author Hugh Whitemore, the two personae of Turing, is brilliant writing, but no more brilliant than the performance of Mark H. Dodd in the role of Turing. The total running time of the play over two acts is 90 minutes. Not only is Dodd in every scene, but he has every other line spoken. Either he is responding to other characters or they are talking to him. Further, when speaking of his scientific work, he is glib and confident. When confronted with accusations, he stammers and struggles for the words. But Dodd is always in character, always projecting the emotion of the scene. There are a total of 9 roles in this play, including that of Turing. And in this Barrington Stage production, all the cast members, under the direction of Joe Colarco, give performances that are truly perfect. Let me strongly emphasize, Breaking the Code is not merely an excellent play on a stage. Rather, it is a thoughtful and lasting theater experience. Breaking the Code plays now through August 2nd at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.